Palestinian officials say the health of Yasser Arafat is deteriorating. The Palestinian leader is in a hospital outside Paris, and Palestinian officials say he has repeatedly lost consciousness. Some media reports say Arafat is in a coma. We're going to get our own report now from reporter Eleanor Beardsley, who's following this story from Paris. And first, what have you been able to learn about Arafat's condition?
Well, all of this is breaking news. It's coming very quickly. He is doing very badly. Yesterday, he was said to be watching the U.S. presidential election. He had offered Bush even his congratulations. Then all of a sudden, last night, we hear he's rushed to intensive care. And yes, we've just learned about half an hour ago that he lost consciousness three times during the night, and he has not woken up the third time. And Arafat is effectively in a coma now, and he's in very, very critical condition. We're just waiting to find out more, but it looks very bad.
This information is coming from aides to Yasser Arafat?
He has a delegation of Palestinians who are staying here in Paris, who are seeing him every day, and one of his aides just told us this about him being in a coma.
And they still have not described exactly what Arafat is suffering from.
Yes, it's very bizarre. When he came in, they were speaking of stomach cancer, leukemia, even poisoning. The French doctors on Tuesday did rule out leukemia, and the Palestinians have said, no, it's probably not poisoning. So now they're speaking of some sort of viral disorder and stomach cancer, but we don't know exactly.
Now, of course, a lot of the information that we're hearing is also coming from the Israeli media, right?
That's right. They've been speculating on things, and I think when the Palestinian delegation are clearly annoyed to see the Israeli media speculating on the health of their leader, so their first reaction is sort of to deny this, to say that the Israeli media is exaggerating, but then when you question them further, they admit that Arafat is sick, and they are very concerned, and quite frankly, you can see it on their faces. Their faces look very worried.
And you heard specifically from a top aide to Arafat.
Yes, they're staying at a hotel here in Paris, and they spoke today in the hotel, and that is when they said that he lost consciousness three times, and he has not woken up the third time, and that's called a coma.
Okay, one other thing. Is there any better clarity at this point, Eleanor, as to why Yasser Arafat is being treated in France as opposed to anywhere else?
Well, France has been a traditional ally of the Palestinian people, and actually Arafat was personally invited to France by Jacques Chirac. Arafat and Chirac once had a very close relationship. In 1997, Arafat said whenever he had a problem, he would go visit Dr. Chirac. So they were at one time very close. I don't think so much anymore. Chirac is said to be disappointed in the Palestinian leader, but the French consider this a humanitarian act. They would never refuse treatment to someone whose health was in danger. So, but it was a personal invitation from Chirac himself.
Eleanor Beardsley, have you gotten any indication as to when more information might be known about Arafat's condition?
They were speaking of a press conference today around 4 p.m. Paris time, so that's in about 4 hours. So we're just standing by for that.
Okay, well, we'll continue checking in as we learn more. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris.